It's All Things Considered on Minnesota Public Radio News. I'm Greta Cunningham. Robert Altman, who directed movies including MASH, Nashville, and Gosford Park, died in Los Angeles last night at the age of 81. Over the course of his career, Altman was nominated for 5 Academy Awards for Best Director and was recognized with an Oscar for Lifetime Achievement earlier this year. The cause of his death has not been disclosed. His last movie, A Prairie Home Companion, was based on the long-running public radio variety show of the same name. Garrison Keillor, the radio show's host, wrote the screenplay and starred in the film. He joins us today to talk about what it was like collaborating with Robert Altman. Hello, Mr. Keillor.
Hello, Greta.
My condolences today. Robert Altman was one of the few people who talked about the Prairie Home Companion movie's theme. Let's hear what he said about the film when he was in St. Paul last May.
Nobody says much about what is the theme of this. This film is about death. Everybody dies.
What were his feelings about death, and how were they reflected on the set of the movie?
He and I first talked about making a movie about Lake Wobegon and about a man coming back to Lake Wobegon for his father's funeral. Mr. Altman did not want to make the movie, and we talked about it at length. And I remember he said to me in his office in New York, he said, "The death of an old man is not a tragedy." It was such a great line, I wound up using it in the Prairie Home Companion movie. Mm-hmm. He felt about death that it was the enemy, it would come whenever it came, but he was not going to sit and wait for it. And when he died yesterday, he had gotten financing for his new movie, Hands on a Hard Body, and he was moving forward with that. I saw him a week and a half ago in New York, and we made an appearance at the Museum of TV and Radio, and he was very sparky and very much himself. We argued about A Prairie Home Companion, whether it was about death or what it was about, and we had a great time. He mm-hmm. was a man who was going full tilt forward at the age of 81, and it sure gives hope to the rest of us. Maybe that's possible.
Remind us why Robert Altman was interested in A Prairie Home Companion in the first place. What drew him to the project?
His wife listened to the radio show every Saturday, and he could hear it from the next room where he was watching football or watching basketball. And so it intrigued him. And he'd grown up with radio in Kansas City in the 30s.
So his wife brought the two of you together?
Yes, right.
What are your most vivid memories of him on the set of the film when you were filming it here in St. Paul?
I remember how much he loved being at work. He simply never got in a sour mood at all. He was always up. He loved the whole thing. He loved the chaos of it and the sociability of it. A movie shoot is a whole little army of people and different departments of people scurrying around and doing different things, and there, sitting back behind his bank of video monitors, was Mr. Altman with people around him, and he was telling stories, and he was giving instructions to cameramen, and he was getting everything all set. He loved the editing process. He didn't care for the fundraising at all. Mm-hmm. Publicity, you know, he did that because he knew he had to, but he really loved making movies, and he loved nothing more than to sit in a screening room and watch the thing again with other people. He saw it over and over and over again.
Now, speaking of work, Robert Altman also talked about your working relationship on the film, and let's hear what he had to say earlier this year.
There's two of us for 35 years or so. There's nobody been in charge but us, and then we come together, and it's like, uh-huh. And so it was a delightful and strange relationship.
Mr. Keillor, what do you think made your relationship so delightful and strange?
Well, we had a very clear idea of who did what, and we didn't venture too much into each other's bailiwick. I offered comments on the first cut of the movie that I saw, and he listened very politely, and then he went and did what he wanted to do. And when I was writing the screenplay, he kept his distance, and and we talked, but not in great detail. He was a very dignified man, and as I say, he loved doing what he did, and he intended to do it right up to the end, and he succeeded. And what better?
You are both known for being storytellers, though in very different mediums. What kind of a storyteller was Robert Altman?
Well, he loved to sit when he was passing time while people were, you know, getting the lights set up and moving chairs around, and he loved to sit and tell stories about way back. And he loved to talk about the war. He flew B-24 bombers in Europe, and he was one of those old vets who doesn't wear it on their sleeve, but he enjoyed reminiscing.
So he literally told war stories.
Yeah, if asked. Mm-hmm. Of course, he was he sort of downplayed any heroism, because, you know, there were people who went and who didn't come back. He came back.
Now, A Prairie Home Companion aside, I'm wondering if you have a favorite Robert Altman film.
I love a lot of pieces of his pictures. I love Come Back to the Five and Dime, Jimmy Dean, Jimmy Dean. It was just a little odd movie. I saw it years ago. I've kept meaning to go back and see it again. I loved Popeye, the sort of cartoonish one that he did. I think that was Robin Williams' first movie.
I think you're right.
And, of course, MASH was just such an enormous movie when it came out. I was just a young guy, and everybody went to see MASH. I think one of my favorite scenes, though, is from Gosford Park, where the camera is descending the stairs in this set, and you're seeing the workers in the great mansion, the workers down in the scullery washing dishes and the garbage, and then next door the kitchen, and all the sort of stout people in white aprons moving back and forth, busy. And you get this long look at people at work and jabbering at each other. I don't know any other director who would have done that long, luxurious shot the way he did.
And of course, he did a lot of that kind of shooting in the Fitzgerald Theater for A Prairie Home Companion.
He liked long shots. He got a boom camera, and he was just like a kid with a toy. The way that thing could snake around corners and could follow people. He loved long scenes, and he got his chance to shoot them in that picture. He's working with an amateur screenwriter, me, and I didn't know how to make it short.
There were reports that the two of you were collaborating on a second film about Lake Wobegon. Do you still have plans for that project?
Yes, I'm moving forward on it, but it wasn't something that he wanted to do. He had other things in mind, and so we went our separate ways.
You and Mr. Altman have been tied together creatively in recent years, and I'm wondering, do you foresee a role for yourself in any sort of memorial service for him?
I don't know what Catherine is planning as yet. I know the family is just sitting in Los Angeles in shock. I talked to his son, Bobby, and he was such an enormous, lively presence that his absence is just, you know, it's as if all the power went out in the house. So they're sitting in quiet and talking quietly. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what their plan is yet.
Will you be doing anything special to remember your friend?
Oh, yes. Yes. He loved this Guys All-Star Shoe Band, the band on our show. He really loved those guys. And so I'm going to have them write a song for him. We'll do it on Saturday on the show. And I just want it to be lively and to have some of Mr. Altman's bounce and spark to it.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing that on Saturday. Mr. Keeler, Garrison Keeler, thank you so much for telling us about your friend, Robert Altman.
Thank you.